Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. John Farrell has responded to today's announcement that he's lost his job as manager of the Red Sox. In a gracious statement this afternoon, Farrell thanked the front office, the coaches, players, and the fans. And he said he enjoyed every moment on the job, including its peaks and valleys. The Red Sox president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, wouldn't divulge his reasons for firing Farrell, but he said there were many factors.
It's not a snap decision that says, okay, we lost in the postseason. That is not by any means the case. The Houston Astros have a good club. I think you're constantly in my position. You're always thinking about how you get better.
Farrell led the Red Sox to the American League East title the last two seasons. His first season managing in 2013 ended with the team winning the World Series title. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us with more on Farrell's ouster. So the Red Sox came up short this year, but why does the front office think that with that kind of history, it's time for Farrell to go?
Well, he didn't advance past the first round of the playoffs this year or last season, so that's a big reason why. Obviously, if you're John Henry and you're paying players a lot of money, you want to advance past the first round. Also, there were some issues with personality clashes in the clubhouse that people thought John Farrell should have managed better.
Oh, so it's not necessarily clashes with Farrell, but among the players?
Both. Clashes with Farrell. Some people thought that he had lost the confidence of veteran players in the locker room. And also, I think just team chemistry wasn't what it should have been. And the manager can foster that.
By the way, he's only as good as the team that the front office hires. He didn't have Big Poppy this year. How did that play into things?
Well, obviously, you're losing a big bat there, so that's one thing on the field. But I think more importantly with Big Poppy, David Ortiz, you had somebody in the clubhouse who kind of brought the team together, and there was no veteran that really stepped up and filled that void. And the manager can usually facilitate that chemistry, but I don't think John Farrell was up to the task.
So there was kind of a vacuum there.
Yeah.
How did David Price play into things? Yes.
Well, that's a touchy subject, isn't it? David Price made things difficult for John Farrell. He often referred to John Farrell as Manager John, and he did it derisively.
And how much does that affect the decision by either the owner, John Henry, or Dave Dombrowski? I mean, do the players voice their concern, and that kind of weighs into whether or not the manager will stay?
I think, I don't know if it's so much the players voicing their concern, but people like Dombrowski and John Henry seeing that Farrell really doesn't have control of this team in the way that he should. Now, listen, they can be happy with the way he managed the bullpen, and he did a great job managing the bullpen for much of the season. But they're looking at the whole picture here in terms of getting a team that can advance and go to a World Series. And I think they felt that John Farrell didn't have all the ingredients they were looking for.
There are several names floating around as possible replacements for John Farrell. Which stand out to you?
Dave Dombrowski has a prior relationship with a guy named Brad Ausmus. That's a name that stands out. There's also former Red Sox catcher Jason Varitek. His name has been batted about, so to speak. And then there's a bit of a wild card, I think, only considering he's 73 years old. But Tony La Russa, who is a very, very successful manager with the St. Louis Cardinals, who's had a long-term relationship with Dave Dombrowski. So that's sort of perhaps a little bit of a wild card out there as a possibility.
And how soon might we know?
I don't know. I think they're going to take their time with this. They want to make sure they get the right guy because they feel that they're building the right team. So they think this is a team that could go deep into the playoffs. The question is, who's the right manager to guide a young core and then some really wily veterans?
Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter. I just want to mention before you go, on a different note, you are in the midst, as we speak, of helping to produce a special edition of Only a Game for this weekend. What's it about?
It's about whether or not we should pay college athletes and the exploitation of those athletes under the current NCAA system.
Looking forward to it. That'll air this Saturday on Only a Game at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Thanks, Shira.
Thanks for having me.